Have yourself a Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2014 from the 5x5.
Yes, that was my girl Nikki wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a most prosperous 2014. Yeah, I am done with 2013. Hopefully, yes, it's been so much going on, personal struggles, family health struggles, just everything, you know, work, too much work, not being fair on the job, and, you know, this everyday stuff we kind of deal with while we're working and going through life. But 2013 kind of sucked. So I'm ready for 2014 to begin, and sometimes we need a new slate. And I actually will be starting nursing school. Am I too old? I'll be starting nursing school hopefully in January. Those are my tentative plans. Something I've been wanting to do, but just hadn't had the time to dedicate myself to the studies. But I think it's what I want to do. And like I work in the healthcare currently, so we'll see. So I hope you guys are doing good tonight. I am your host, David, from the 5x5. This is something we're doing new on the 5x5, having a late show where I might talk every night or I might talk once a week at night. But like I was telling you guys yesterday or the day before, I work really late. Like on my Monday starts on Friday. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday is my work week, but I work a lot of extra time. Like I think this past pay period, I think I checked today, I think I have right at or maybe just over 40 hours of overtime. That's ridiculous. So it's like working two full-time jobs in 1 week, but I've done that before, so that's no big deal. But so I stay late, my sleep patterns are totally screwed up. I normally really don't fall to sleep until about, I don't know, about between 4 and 5 o'clock, and I normally turn on episode of Charmed, which I'm such a Charmed. Did you guys know they're trying to redo Charmed? They were going to do a retelling of it, like from the beginning. I'm sure they have other episodes, but they want to redo Charmed. I think that show's too new to redo, so I think you would almost have to, it'd be like a more like a continuation, if you will, of the series. And they could have spun it off, you know, with Chris and what was his brother's, and Wyatt, they could have spun it off and did a present day with cameos from the girls, the Charmed girls. But you know what I wanted to see, and I don't know how many other Charmed fans would have liked to see this. I would like to have seen a Charmed movie, like a made for TV movie, maybe do a 2-night deal, 4 hours. Because I still missed Shannon Doherty, even though she acts a fool on every show she goes on. But I loved her on Charmed. I wasn't a big Beverly Hills 90210 fan, I loved her on Charmed. She fit, and whatever happened in the third season, where you know things broke down and she subsequently left the show. I liked her there, and so I would like to see something involving the Prue character being she's dead, or you know we know she's dead, and who we never they talked about her in fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh seasons, but they never said, you know, because, you know, the mom and the grandmother was able to come back. They always say Prue wasn't, it was so soon she wasn't able to. So I would like they do something with that. If they would do a movie, I know the girls would be on, because I did see a tweet from Alyssa Milano, who's on Project Runway right now. I did see something from her saying that they wanted to do a movie, or she would be on board. And I think Shannon Doherty seconded. So I think that's how they would have to play it. If they did a movie, they would have to do something involving Prue, maybe coming back, maybe being evil, and the girls are the source coming back or something, and bring all Julian McMahon, bring all those characters back and do some kind of crazy. Even though the last episode of season 7, the series finale, was they kind of summed up all the past stuff with the time travel and the mom and the grandma and the dad and all this kind of stuff, but that would be good to see. I don't know if I'm so on board with seeing a Buffy movie, but I always, well, not the original Buffy movie with that Christy Swanson, which started the franchise. We can't, you know, can't knock it because that was the original. But, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar kind of made that our own. Hopefully, I've been talking to or tweeting, I should, D.B. Woodside, who played Principal Wood in the 7th season. And I'm going to work up the nerve one of these days to ask him to be on the show. So hopefully that will happen. Got some interesting things planned for 2014. More guests. If you guys listen to The Crew, it's the other show that I own with two great show hosts in their own right. That would be Donovan from the Off Limit show and also Ken from the Ken Bockel Talk Show. They are my cohorts, so to speak, on The Crew. And once I get the final on our next celebrity guest, I'll be telling the world, because it's somebody that I really, really enjoy looking at. And from what I read and what I've seen, he's a great guy. But I'm not going to say anything. But all I'll say is everybody needs a little red now and then. And I'm not talking about Santa Claus. I want to thank you guys for listening. Check us out on the Facebook page, the 5x5, and also on Twitter at the 5x5, where the fives are numerical. On Facebook, it's completely spelled out. And the Real Talk with David and Nikki, which normally is on Tuesday night live on Blog Talk Radio, and then we have a podcast on Wednesday nights after I've edited things on Spreaker, where we are now on Spreaker.com. That show is now on iHeartRadio. So we're enjoying that news and being part of the iHeartRadio family. They do a lot of great things over there. So make sure you check out The Real Talk with David and Nikki. It's Real Talk with Day and Nikki, because I couldn't put that all in the title. The Real Talk with Dan Nikki show on iHeartRadio. We're going to have to change some things up because of the iTunes issue, you know, with iHeart. You can't have the RSS feed. So I'm working on putting all the past shows in a different show. And I talked about this briefly the other day. So all of everybody who normally would listen to us and download us from iTunes will still be able to hear the show and what we're talking about. You still can look at it because the Blog Talk Radio show does go to iTunes, but it's not an edited version. But we're slowly migrating. I want it to be a little bit faster to be 100% on Spreaker, but it hasn't happened yet. But we're doing it. We're still doing what we need to do, but that's all good. So if you have any questions tonight, we're not going to get it quite yet. We got a couple of things to talk about. We're going to talk about I watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, I lived in Atlanta for a while, and so I consider Atlanta my home, even though I was born and raised in Southern Indiana. I consider Atlanta my home. That's where I was the most happy. And that's where the majority of my friends are. But so I still love all the crazy stuff that I see the Real Housewives of Atlanta do. So tonight was one of those things where, you know, Candy and her mother and her fiance are having issues. And it's about, can your family dictate who you marry? Do you need your, or who you date, or who your significant other is? Do you need your family's approval to make things all copacetic with and the family structure? I have my own views on that, but we're going to talk about a few more things before we get to that. That'll probably be the last thing we talk about tonight. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
moment, an opportunity to get over what was done to me. Yes, I wanna pick up where you left off. Something like a rebound, rebound, rebound. Something like a rebound, rebound, rebound.
I thought that song would be fitting for tonight's topic of discussion. Again, I am David from the 5x5, and this is the 5x5 Late Night here on Spreaker.com. And I guess nowhere else, because it's not anywhere else. The 5x5 show, The Real Talk with Dave and Nikki, that's on iHeart, so you can check us out there. And on recycleblogtalk.blogspot.com is our website. So we talked about the Charmed movie, and possibly, and there's a ton of mid-season finales that have wrapped up for the year. We won't see anything until 2014. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just wrapped up with a cliffhanger, with Agent Coulson being abducted, and then you get to see, I think we, in 2014, we'll finally get to find out what really happened after he was killed in the Avengers movie, if you guys happen to watch that. You remember he was killed by Loki in the Avengers movie, and they brought him back for the television series, which I'm glad, because I like that character. And also, what wrapped up was Coven end up with Queenie blowing her brains out to save Angela Bassett's character. I can't pronounce her name, so I'm not gonna try. So I'm gonna say Angela Bassett's character. Kathy Bates heads upstairs on the table watching Roots, and Angela Bassett's character moves in to the house with Fiona Good and the rest of the female witches. So, and Stevie Nicks is going to be in the next episode, so can't wait for Coven to restart again. A lot of these are going to be like end of January, beginning of February. Vampire Diaries, which I haven't watched yet, I'll get caught up on it tomorrow, hopefully on Tuesday, not Monday. I'll get caught up on it on Tuesday. I hear it ended with quite a bang. Supernatural, I'm a little bit behind. And there was another one, the Originals, I'm on behind too. So I'm so behind on television shows. I've been watching Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 on Netflix, because I actually love Chloe. That's one of those shows that shouldn't have been canceled, but it was, with all the other crap that's on TV now. But I've been watching Chloe because I need my Chloe fix. I think I watched the Thanksgiving episode every day. That's kind of sad. But anyhow, moving on. Oh, The Following comes back in January. If you guys watched Kevin Bacon in The Following from last season, it's going to be another. I hope they don't change it. This is what happened last year when Touch was on. Remember the television Touch with Kiefer Sutherland? It was going to be his new 24. It was, the first season was good. It was provocative. It made you guess. It you know, it was written really well, the numbers and all this stuff. It was very, very good. But they changed the formula, added this chick in there, added another girl in there. And it just, the whole show just changed. And it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't the same. And consequently, it got canceled, but it actually still, I think it's on Netflix as well. It got canceled, so, you know, nobody's trying to look at all that anymore, but it was a good show. I want to share with you guys, my cousin, not Nikki, but my cousin on Facebook has sent me a link to a website called nomorerack.com. That's nomorerack.com. They're giving you $10 for clicking on the links. So if you go to the 5x5 Facebook page, there is a post on there. If you click on that link, it'll take you right into the site, and you get $10 off. They got all this kind of stuff. I seen some little earrings that I wanted. So I don't know what quality this stuff is. You never know. They said they were 2-carat diamond rings that retail for $99. They were selling them for $6. I don't know how true that is, but I wear fake earrings all the time because I lose stuff. So I won't be mad if I lose my fake $6 earrings. And you get two pairs. You get a black pair and a dye, a white. They call it a white pair for $6. Again, shipping one was eight. So I'm doing that and I'm going through it. It's oh, you get your $10. Woo. And then when I go to checkout, it says you need 30 at least, to purchase at least $30. So I'm like, well, it happens. JCPenney just has something today. Spend $25, you got $10 off. So you really spent 15. This way, you spend 30, you get $10. You spend 30, you get $10 off. So you're really spending 20 plus the shipping. So I think it's a good deal if you have some final Christmas gifts to buy, even though your boy David has not purchased one thing. Don't ask me why. I'm a procrastinator. Last year everything was so planned out. I had my ads. I had the day I was gonna buy it. I had my budget. This year I've been so busy and preoccupied with other things. I just haven't had a lot of time. So I plan on doing some Christmas shopping this year. I'm not going all out. It's just to spend all that money for things that people are may or may not use. Tomorrow, Nikki and I will be talking about the art of giving on Real Talk with Day and Nikki. That's going to be tomorrow at 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. And then, of course, I'll tweet it and everything. But look for the 5x5 on Blog Talk Radio because that will be our live show. So give us a call there. I think the phone number is 914-803-4988. And you can call and talk to us tomorrow about the art of giving. But I'm gonna go ahead and say it on the show. I gave people specific because I tell people don't buy for me. I'm a bad receiver. I've always been like that. I don't like getting stuff from people. I don't like taking stuff from people. I don't want anybody. I just have a hard time for people doing stuff for me, and that's been a problem. And I'm working on it. I've gotten better over the years, but I'm just not a good receiver. Not that I think I'm not worthy or anything. I'm just not a good receiver. And so I tell people, do not buy me anything. You know, I'm okay. I'm good. I have just about everything that I want. I don't really want, and what I do want, you get that most people can't afford, and it's not a realistic gift. So, I don't really require much. I'm very, very simple. So DVDs, you can buy me like everything's online now, and I do a lot of my movie watching and like movies that I would have purchased on DVD, I buy them through my Apple TV, which is a really good gift for somebody this year. I think some places have them for $89.99, but even regular retail is $99.99. I've had mine. So I don't have the new version. I've had the when they changed to the box, I have that version of it. And I got it as a gift. Someone gave it to me as a 40th. Yes, I'm 40. 40th birthday gift. And I enjoy it. I love every minute of it. I just love or an iPod Nano. I loved mine when I had it, but I have an iPod Touch now. But so I do a lot of my TV watching through those devices and my Blu-ray player that's connected to the internet. And it's so funny when you think about Blu-ray players have come down so much. I just seen a Sony on sale. I think it was. I don't know, $69, and I got mine last year on clearance for $49, I think. It was a old model of, and I wanted to match my television, and I want because my remote control can control both of them. I don't like having a ton of remote controls. My remote control controls my Blu-ray player, my television, and my Apple TV. One remote. And it's the manufacturer remote, not one of those little crazy universal remote things. But no, what was I saying? I don't like people buying stuff for me, but it's fine. DVDs. I might take like a, I might put like last year. I said, oh, if you guys want to buy me a DVD, give me Spartacus, War of the Damned. That's what I want. Or no, it's that wasn't War of the Damned. That's what I'll probably ask for this year. Spartacus Vengeance is what I got last year because that was a good series. I loved it. Too bad it's gone. I wish they would do something else with it. But War of the Damned was good. I mean, Vengeance was good. So I did that. And I don't buy me clothes because I'm a man of a particular size. Don't be buying me clothes. I like buying my own clothes. You know, if you're gonna buy me clothes, give me a gift card because I just don't like it. And games, you know, I have a PlayStation 2. Going to buy a PlayStation 4 when the second edition comes out. I made my mind about that. You know, I'm buying a new computer, but I only know what kind of computer I want, and I don't expect anybody to spend that type of money on me. For Christmas, I think it's ridiculous. Because you're not doing me a favor, you're doing the retailer a favor. But anyhow, I'm gonna buy that for myself. Give me an iTunes gift card. You know, that would be cool. Beyonce's album just came out. I have the digital copy, which is absolutely amazing, that I bought online. But if you want to, because I know on the 20th you'll be able to buy singles and stuff. I would like the actual physical copy because I'm sure it'd be something kind of cool to have because I love my girl Beyonce. So I'm really, really hard to buy for. But anyhow, back to nomorerack.com. Go to the 5x5 Facebook page, click on the link, get your $10 off. There's a lot of good things on there. There's some electronics, there's men's stuff, there's hats, there's different things. Check them out. Looked on there. There's some things that I'm probably going to get, but here's the thing. Like I said, you have to spend at least $30. And also, that when you get the little validation coupon codey thing, it's only valid for 7 days. So you have to use that $10 within 7 days. But thing is, when you sh get it shipped, you should have it here before Christmas. So I'm gonna try to give you guys some good deals and stuff throughout the course of this show that I've heard about, and I'll try to make them available to you as they come to me, or as I see them, or if somebody tells me, you know how that goes. I'm gonna take another break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the 5x5. I am David, and I hope you are enjoying some of the music I'm playing tonight. And I just got myself I just got myself a little confused. Sometimes I'm so crazy. Never mind, you guys don't need to know that. I was talking about before you went to break, nomorewreck.com, so go check that out. Oh, that made me think of, okay, I'm a man of a particular size. I eat out a lot, and it's really, really poor food, like McDonald's and places like that. But here's my thing. I love going to really nice restaurants because I like being served. I'm a good tipper, and I like being served. And I can sit there and have my meal and enjoy, the ambiance, so to speak. But sometimes I expect the same when I go to a fast food restaurant. And I've had podcasts or shows in the past where I've talked about poor customer service at fast food restaurants. So bad that I'll stop going for several months. Not that they're missing my little dollars at the fast food restaurant, because I know they're not. Because when one person walks out, 20 more people walk in. So that's not the point. The point is, I don't care what kind of job you have. I worked fast food before when I was in high school. I hated it, but even then, I still had to do my job because that's what my parents would have expected from me. So I know a lot of these little teeny boppers that are working at these fast food joints, they don't care. It's a job. They don't plan on being there forever. But then you have these adults that either manage or even work there at some of these fast food restaurants. They have the same attitude as some of these children. I don't get it. So when was today is, well, Sunday to me, Sunday night. It's really Monday morning, but Sunday night. And so Saturday or Friday, I went to KFC. And so at KFC, I always get the same thing. I don't really, because I don't eat chicken with the bone in it. Don't ask me why. I have a choking fear, so I don't mess with chicken bones. Anyhow. And so I get chicken strips, a little chicken strip meal, dinner thing, whatever. And so I always get honey mustard. I mean, it's always the same thing. I don't change it. It's the same thing forever. I had stopped going to this KFC because the last two times that I went out there, there's several in town. The last two, well, all the ones I went to here in town are horrible. But the last two times I went to this particular one, you go in, oh, we're out of chicken. How are you KFC and you out of chicken? That don't even make sense to me. So you can't say that to me. Tell me that your fryer is broken. I can wrap my head around that. But when you tell me, if you're KFC and you tell me, oh, we don't have any chicken, we're out of chicken, and it's 8 o'clock, that doesn't make sense to me. And so that was the last two times I was there. So I just had to be there. I wanted chicken fingers or whatever. And so I rode through, and I was like, okay. And so the little boy, what kind of sauce? He actually asked me, what kind of sauce do I want? I'm like, oh, honey mustard. That's what I get. So I was going to work. So it's not like I could leave work to go handle a customer service issue at KFC. And so I get to work and I'm ready to tear my food up because I was starving. And so I look at my bag and I'm like, there's some chicken, there's a biscuit, there's a macaroni, there's a napkin, there's a fork. No honey mustard. I mean, it can't be that hard. It's on your receipt. You asked me what I wanted and then you still leave it out of my bag, So I'm like, damn. And so I call and I was like, hey, I'm gonna need one of y'all to bring me some honey mustard over here. No, I didn't say that. But I said, you know what? I was just there. I'm at work now, and I know there's nothing you can do about it right now, but you forgot to put my honey mustard in my bag, and I don't want to eat any dry chicken. And that's exactly what I said. And she's like, what? I said, can I get your name, please? And she's like, well, my name is, XYZ. I'm like, okay. And I addressed her by her name and I try to speak to her. I said, hey, I was just there. I ordered, here's my receipt number. The guy asked me if I wanted honey mustard and he didn't put it in my bag. What's up with that? That doesn't make sense to me. How hard could it be? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know how hard it could be. You tell me. I'm like, okay. I said, what's your position? She was the assistant manager. I said, can I, I'll, is the store manager there? Because obviously you don't know how to talk to people. And so, of course, the store manager went in there. She was going to be in the day. I didn't even worry about calling her because you're idiots and I will never go to that KFC again. Three strikes, you're out. So anyhow, fast forward to today. On my way to work. No, was I on my way to work? Yes, on my way to work. And there's a and I was crunched on time. I wasn't going to stop here, but I had left. Well, blah, blah, I'm talking to trying to talk too fast. That's like I really talk fast, so forgive me guys if I talk too fast. But I was running late, and so I had to get to work, and there's a Taco Bell right 2 minutes from where I work at, and I'm like, oh, I can roll through. And they're at normally pretty fast. Taco Bell, that's one thing. Taco Bell is really, really fast. And that's like I can roll through there, get what I want, because again, I'm a creature of habit. I get the same thing every time. I've got the same thing every time I go for the last year or so since they've had it. I'll change to the point if there's something new and I like it, I'll stick with it for a long time. But and so it's the little crunch wrap little circle thing. They have it in a box, and here in town in Indiana, with tax, it's the box is $5 with tax is $5.40. It's that for any box you get, it's $5.40. So try pull up to the drive-through. And they don't know they don't they ever say how can I help you, can I take your order, whatever. They always, hey, how you doing? And they never say, they don't ask for your order. So it's like, I guess it's kind of more of a more friendly greeting when you're just not asking for something, you're saying hello. I don't know, maybe that's what it is. But and so I'm like, yeah, I want the little crunch wrap box with the Baja Blast, make my crunchy taco because it comes with a crunch wrap circle thing, tostada thing. It comes with a burrito supreme and a crunchy taco. So I say, and change my taco to a soft taco because don't ask me why I don't like it on my teeth. And I guess that's the why. And so he said, okay, that'll be $5.17. If I wasn't in a hurry, I would have caught it. I'm like, because I did, I'm like, 5.17 doesn't sound right. Maybe I was wrong, but on that, I'm never wrong. It's just the way it is. So I pull on up, and so he gives me my crunchy taco, which was soft, and the little crunch wrap supreme thing, and my drink, and I give him my credit card, and so I'm like, while he's processing my order, and I'm because the window's closed, and I'm waiting. I'm like, oh, he forgot to put my burrito in there. So he comes and I say, hey, you forgot my burrito, and he's like, you didn't order burrito. I'm like, yes, I did. That's part of the box. Oh, you want the box? I'm like, that's what I said. And he's like, oh, well, I'll just add a burrito on there. And then he has the nerve to tell me $2.80. I said, excuse me? He says, well, for the burrito, it's $2.80. It's the same thing. I'm like, little boy, $5.17 and $2.80 is not $5.40. I can add. Get your manager. And so the manager's like, she's like, well, I did the wrong thing and he won't pay for the burrito. I'm like, I'm not going to pay for the burrito. So I'm yelling at him through the window. I was like, that doesn't make sense. That's not even logic. Why would I pay, what, $8.40, whatever it is, cents for, I'm not second there, I'm doing it real fast. Why would I pay at least $8 for something that's $5.40? That doesn't make sense when it's supposed to come with it anyhow. Oh, and then he's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do. And the manager's like, just give him the burrito. He says, just give it to him. It's not that big. It is 23 cents. And I said, I got 23. He says, no, just forget it. So I'm thinking, oh my God, that's crazy. You're an idiot. And then I felt bad because I chastised him, which I'm simple. That's and I try to live my life by logic. That's not logical to me. If you it there's no that's unexcusable. That doesn't even make sense. What you did doesn't even make sense, and what you try to make me do, I'm not crazy. I might be stupid, but I'm not crazy. But that was my customer service drama for today. Hey, Alex Kramer. Yes, fast food employees are dumbasses. They are irritating. They are, I don't know. They get on my nerves, and I don't want to be that person. Oh, and thank you for joining us. Alex is in the chat room. So if you guys want to join in on the chat, you can pop in there and chat with Alex and I. It seemed like it, but I think I have a imaginary sign on my forehead that says, try this person. But they should look on the back of my head and it says, just kidding, because don't try me. And that's anywhere I go. Don't disrespect me. Don't treat me like I'm stupid. And like the other day at Subway, when she's giving me all this attitude and she ended up being the manager. I'm like, what? It's not, and especially knowing when you go through McDonald's now and they'll pull you for cookies, because I will have to say, even though the McDonald's that I happen to go to that's in my area, which I'm ready to cut them off, they have the best chocolate chip cookies out there. I mean, the absolute best. They're really, really good. But I get mad and irritated when I have to be pulled up into a drive space to wait for them. That annoys me. All right, well, that's enough of that. Well, we're going to take play another song, and then we're going to come talk about the title of our blog. I don't need your approval. We'll be right back.
Every winter, snow and ice are a major cause of crashes with injuries on Indiana roads. Unless you absolutely must travel, the best way to stay safe during a snow or ice storm is to stay off the roads. Non-essential trips on slick roads can unnecessarily jeopardize your safety and the safety of any emergency responders who must come to your aid if you become stranded or involved in a crash. If you must travel during a snow or ice storm, don't leave your home unprepared. Carry a cell phone and car charger and a small emergency preparedness kit with blankets, extra water and snacks, a small shovel, and other items that may be helpful if you find yourself stuck or stranded on the road. Always allow extra space between you and other vehicles. And remember, ice and snow, take it slow. For more information about traveling safely this winter, visit winterdrivingsafety.in.gov. This message is brought to you by the National Weather Service, Indiana Public Safety Agencies, and the American Red Cross.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace. Somehow the day had come for truth behind our Christendom, but blindly we just roll along with the broken song of peace, peace, and in despair. On earth, I said, we separate the right from wrong, for hate is strong and marks the sun.
you know, I said I was going to play that song every show I have, so I played it again. I don't care if you get mad. I just like it. I'm sorry. Again, that whole creature of habit thing, when something's working, when so when I do something and I like what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm very repetitive and very routine. Like when I come home from work, I before I lock my door, when I get in the house, of course I lock the door with the key, but before I turn the deadbolt, I place my key in my left coat pocket. I take my billfold and put it in my right coat pocket. So therefore, the billfold cannot be left on a nightstand, can't be left on a table, can't be left on my, because I put a lot of stuff on my bar. It's got clothes on it right now, but I put stuff, put stuff on my bar. But I learned that if I leave stuff other than something that I'm actually putting on my body to leave the house, I leave it. So I don't like leaving stuff. So that way I don't have to come back or go downstairs. My cell phone, my iPod, they go on top of each other. The iPod is on the bottom, the cell phone's on top. I plug them both into my computer. And I had to have the, I put my shoes, whatever shoe I'm wearing, in the same place. And I think this is the crazy, this is the Virgo that I am. I place my the shoes that I'm going to wear tomorrow, because I've already in my head, I've already looked at on my app, I've looked to see what the weather's going to be like. If it's going to be rain, like today it's going to be really, really wet, so I wore my boots. Tomorrow it's not, so I pulled the tennis shoes that I'm going to wear and the jeans, and I throw them all over it, well, my clothes over a chair, and put the shoes down next to the boots that I took off today. Does that make sense? I'm crazy like that. And thank you, Alex, for your nice compliment. Alex says he was checking me out because I followed Alex. So check out Alex's show right here on Spreaker.com. I can't wait to listen to Macaulay Culkin, What Happened, Man. I can't wait to listen to that. So check out Alex. It says he's just a college kid who likes to talk and play music. Sit down and have a listen. It's good for you. I like that. So check out Mr. Kramer on Spreaker.com. And I just told him I'm regular. My shows are very, very regular. I'm laid back. I don't, no fuss, no muss. I don't try to be more than what I am. I'm just me. You know, I'm not trying to impress anybody. I like to be decent. I don't want to come on here and sound like a complete buffoon. I could, but that's not how I roll. And then our iHeartRadio show with my co-host Nikki. Sometimes we get a little serious, but most of them it's laid back and fun. And like Nikki's my cousin. We've been knowing each other all of our lives. And so we have that kind of brother-sister connection. Sometimes. Sometimes we're on the same page, but that's the fun part of it. And then my friends, Donovan from the Off Limits show and Ken Bogle from Ken Bogle Talk on the new show, The Crew. Check out thecrewshow.net. We have that kind of interaction as well. Our dynamics, we're three different people, but we argue, but it's all in fun and we have a good time. But I'm regular, I'm the laid back one. But anyhow, let's see. To last night, Spreaker was acting very, 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 very bizarre, and I wasn't enjoying anything. It's acting a little weird now. So actually I think I'm going to play you guys one more song and then we'll finish up with today's topic. I don't need your approval. We'll be right back.
All right, straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pout it. I just won't whip it then pock it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'm a dog. Get off and ballin'. Shit on the offense. Drinkin' with fist with the Dawkins. Stealin' them softly. Like, bitch, I'm this shit. And you nosy. Step out my outfit. Pippin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
I swear that is one of the sexiest songs I've heard. That's Who Am I Working For by Tinashe. I love that song. That's kind of the jam. It's kind of old, but it's still kind of the jam. I like that. I don't know how come that didn't blow up, especially R&B. I'm an R&B boy. I tell everybody this. Tell everybody I'm an R&B boy. That's just the way it is, but I like that song. So, I don't need your approval. Tonight, I was watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And like I was saying earlier, I lived in Atlanta for a while. And so I consider Atlanta my home. I went through all that. So I'm watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And one of the storylines right now, if you guys know who Candy Burris is, she came in on the second season. But she's also from the group Escape. Remember Escape, Just Kicking It, Showing My Age. Who Do I Run To? That girl group. One of the girls in the group, Tiny, is, and they still all reside in Atlanta. Well, Tiny and Candy do. Tiny is married to T.I. Tiny is kind of how T.I. got started, because she was kind of footing the bill. And then together, Candy and Tiny wrote No Scrubs for TLC, Bills for Destiny's Child. I think Candy went on to write several other big songs. I know she's written for Pink. She's written for Justin Timberlake. So she had a bigger writing career than she did singing. But even though R&B, Escape was a huge group for R&B. They did have a small amount of crossover success. But that's when, back then, you know, you only had a very few artists that were crossing over. And that was in the mid-90s. That's kind of where they kind of were. They was in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. I love Escape. But that's when the artists really weren't crossing over as much as they are now. Because I was talking to a friend last night. I was like, if a black artist doesn't cross over, you know, you're not getting any sales, you know, because I liked Rihanna when she was R&B before she crossed over, you know, but they made that work. And she, you know, she's the crossover queen right now, other than my girl Beyonce, who dropped that mega crazy album with nobody knowing about it on Thursday, which I think is at 600 or over 600,000 copies sold. Kudos to you, B. We would love to have you on the show if you're listening. check her out on iTunes, because the album is available $15.99, and singles will be able to be purchased on the 20th of December. But Candy, she is getting married on Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's getting married to Todd. Todd is her fiance that he came in last season. She met him on a trip to Africa when the ladies went, I think, not last season, but the season before. It's kind of not clear, but anyhow, she met him. They start dating. They fell in love or whatever. And so they are getting married. Candy has a mama, Mama Joyce. Mama Joyce is pissed off that Candy has chose this man to be her mate, to date him. So she's making up all this crazy stuff about this man without giving him a chance. Now, if you remember a few seasons back, Miss Mama Joyce didn't like AJ, who ended up dying, not because Mama Joyce killed him, but he ended up dying. I think he was in a fight in a bar, hit his head, and ended up having an aneurysm or something. He died. Atlanta can be like that, y'all, just saying. But Mama Joyce is on Todd. You know, Candy has money. She obviously has a lot of money. She started that bedroom candy sex toy line. Like, she has residuals from all the music that she's written. Remember No Scrubs, how huge that was, how huge that album was. And if you are the songwriter, you actually get more than the person who performs the song. You know, you can go back to TLC and they'll tell you how to be broke after selling millions of albums. But Fan Mail, which that album was on, was hugely successful for them. So she wrote this song. So Candy has a bank account. Unlike some of the other ladies on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy, she's probably the richest out of all of them. You remember doing one of reunion shows where Marlo Thomas claimed that Candy was a sugar mama because she would get men so she could take care of them. And she's like, it didn't matter how many men she took care of, because if she wanted to take care of every effing body in the building, she could, because she got it like that. But anyhow, Candy's mother, Mama Joyce, she's fighting Candy's friends. She's telling her, she told Phaedra tonight, she's like, I wish I could choke you, because of who Phaedra introduced Candy to, which is Todd, and they're getting married because she thinks Todd's an opportunist. She's making him up all this stuff. And so my question is, and Alex, you might want to, if you can, you can chime in on this if you want to, do you need your family's approval to date someone? Do you need your family's approval? Not that do you need to, I don't really know how to pose that question. Is it good to get your family's approval for the person you're marrying? You know, years ago, and sometimes now, men would go ask a man who was interested in a young lady, they would go and ask the father for the father's blessing in marrying the young lady. And I guess I don't think they do that anymore. but so do you need your family's approval to date someone, or date the wrong person, or who they think is the wrong person? Does it make it easier? I think sometimes, like Mama Joyce, I don't think there's a win in that. That's a no-win situation. She's not going to like anyone. Like Phaedra was telling tonight, have you liked anyone that she's dating? So, and she, like, she's caught up on the money aspect. He doesn't have a job. He's not working, which he does work, and supposedly he pays for all the bills that come into the house. Candy bought the house, and she's going to get a prenuptial. But I think we get focused on money and possessions. Although I've said in the past, I'm not going to date or be partner to anyone that I have to take care of. That's not going to happen. I tried that once, and I ended up hating you. You know, I'm not taking care of anyone. You know, if we're on the same path in the same place and we're going the same direction, I will support you. But as for me taking care of you, because I know there's plenty of people. I know there's a person in my church. He and his wife divorced several years ago, but she stayed with him until she got her degree. You know, she got a degree later in life. She was in her mid-40s. She got a nursing degree. And once she got that degree and she started making that money, she was ghost. She was gone. So I don't agree with that either. But also, personally, there's been, I don't think my parents have ever met anyone that I have dated. Ever. You know, maybe because it's the gay thing. That's why I know, because early on, my mother did not want to meet my gay friends. You know, she wasn't having it. But not that she gave any kind of approval. It was there wasn't a chance to approve or not approve, because there was no meeting. They didn't meet. And I know one time I was going out of town with somebody I was dating, so I was leaving my car at my mother's house, and so they were picking me up from my mother's house, and I guess I was in the backyard, she was in the driveway, and I remember my mother saying, "There's some white boy in the front yard." And I'm like, "Well, you know they were coming. Why don't you say hi?" And she did. There was no hi. There was no bye. You know, she told me, "I'll see you later." And that was it. You know, and I pulled my car in the driveway and I was gone. But so my parents have never met anybody that I've dated. I've dated people who have sent my mother flowers, like my mother's a green thumb. She likes planting stuff. But never any meeting or anything. But on the other hand, let's see with Alex says, "I mean, I would want them to like her, but if they didn't approve, I would be kind of confused, but I would still marry them, because at the end, all that matters is how you two feel for each other." Nailhead. That's exactly what people don't seem to understand. And my personal journey with the person my sister has chosen to be with, I've come full circle, because I used to hate this person. I still don't like this person. We're not going to be friends. I think you're an opportunist. I think you need to be taken care of. I think you're the scum of the earth. But at the end of the day, it's not my choice. I'm not sleeping with you. I'm not dating you. I'm not saying you're my significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You know, that's her choice, you know. And I struggle with that, because I'm thinking, I'm the brother. I'm supposed to protect my sister from the scum. And what complicates things, she has two children by him that he's never taken care of. But it's difficult, because you want to support them in a relationship, but it's hard to do when you cannot stand to even look at the person that they're with. Recently, you know, every time I keep my distance, because I know my mouth, and sometimes things just come out. My mouth works faster than my brain, and it comes out, and I'm like, "Oop, I shouldn't have said that." So I try to stay away, and he's always trying to talk to me. You know, I don't like you. It has been established I don't like you. Why you continue to speak to me, whether you're being nice or not, I have nothing to say. She's my sister. My niece and my nephew are my world. You never did anything for them, so about my face, you know. And so when he speaks to me, I go, "Hey," and that's all I say. I don't have conversation for you, because I'm not going to sign off on her doing whatever she's doing with you. But again, like Alex is saying in the chat room, that's her choice. That's your choice. You know, I don't gotta like it. I just got to accept it and move on, because I had a stumbling block in my relationship with my sister, because I couldn't get past, why would you choose such a horrible person for you and for your children? You know, I couldn't wrap my head around it. And this one day I had to say, in order for me to continue, because me and my sister are really close, the strong relationship that I have with her, I don't have to approve, because you don't need my approval. I have to accept and love you for what you have chose to do, and support you when and if things go wrong or go poorly, or when you make the right choice not to be with that person anymore. And that's just how I see it. So that's it. So I don't think you need your family's approval for any relationship that you happen to be in. I think sometimes we try to make people accountable, you know, for what we think they should be doing, but that's not right either. But anyhow, I thank you guys for listening. Alex, thank you so much for joining me in the chat room this evening. I think that ran out of steam. I think that was enough to get me sleepy, so to speak. I don't have much going on tomorrow. I probably won't do a show tomorrow night because Nikki and I will be doing a real talk with Day and Nikki, and that show will be more about the art of giving. So that should be a fun show. It'll probably be our last Christmas show, and then our last show for the season that's Christmas-ish, because the following week is Christmas. We might do one more, but I think we're going to do a throwback show and talk about all the stuff that we've done since March when we kind of started doing all this. And maybe I was thinking maybe giving something away for Christmas. I haven't really decided what yet. It might be something really simple. So keep your ears and eyes peeled to the website, recycleblogtalk.blogspot.com. Look out for the tweets, and also check out the Facebook page. And if you guys haven't followed the show yet, please give us a follow on Spreaker.com. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to play, I think we're going to play one more song before we get out of here this evening. One more song, and we're going to see you next time. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain.
Facebook at the 5x5, or tweet us at the 5x5, or go to Recycle Blog Talk for past shows. Thanks for tuning in.